Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Blessing and curse, and I encourage you to choose life that you and your children and your generation may live. So this earth has a system within it, that keeps record. That when you stand before God, you cannot even stand and say you didn't do that thing. The heavens, anything you are doing, these heavens you are looking at, have what it takes within it, within itself, to keep record. So you have to be very careful. Because most of the information being used against you spiritually are gotten from the... I also began to share a bit, and really you should just get the message of the first service. There are certain things that pertain to doctrine. Certain things pertain to the spirituals. What I call the spirituals. Because our God is spirit. Are you with me? So for you to change anything here, you have to change it up there. For any knee to bow here, it must first bow over there. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Wherefore, God also had highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things where? Firstly, where? So, when you cry to God and you say, in the name of Jesus, the Lord will compel those forces first in the heavens. If those forces are not compelled, that's why you are not seeing certain things here. He said, first in heaven, and then things in the earth, and then things. That means below the earth, there's another form of life there. There's another form of life. So don't think you are the only one that came to this world. Don't be only you, follow them, come. There are so many forces. Do you know that even in the heavens, angels are not the only population there? Come on, are you here now? I said angels are not the only, they are just a part of the population. Every time an angel appeared to somebody in the Bible, he never had wings. Go and check. When an angel appeared to a man, he didn't have wings. So there are categories of angels. The Bible says, was it Paul or was it in Hebrews? Said, we should not forget to entertain strangers. Say, because many have entertained angels without what? Without knowing. When strangers came to Abraham, he didn't know initially that out of the three of them, one was God and two of them were what? Were angels. He didn't know. It was just his good nature that saved him. God told him, I will give you a son. God didn't tell him that there will be a test. A test of character. Because some people are here, they are praying, but they refuse to be good. Forget about the fact that the Beggars Association of Nigeria, they are official in Lagos. Forget about that. I'm just saying that God told him, I will give you a son. God didn't tell him that they would test to see if he was worthy. And the test came on a day when the sun was so hot. NEPA had taken the light. Inverter was not working. the national grid collapsed. And then you went to the filling station, CQ. You were already frustrated. Only for you to sit under a tree and you saw three men. I beg, if not test, make not stop him. Because no be today. Oh. Baba, no be today. Oh. You go, no be today. If you know, do not going on in this country. Dollar is 760. Abe, man, I no test me. No be, I no send. Make una no test me. No be today. It was a regular day in Nigeria. And God came with two of his bodyguards. He was going to see him, but behaved as if he was going somewhere else. He was testing him. Your prophecy cannot be fulfilled outside of goodness. If you are not a good person, your prophecy is a long thing. Yes. If I can't person that say, I only fear God. I'm not afraid of any man. If you talk to me, I give it to you. On a long thing. You must have somebody you fear. Or respect. Let me put it down. Now, I also shared with you in the first service that God's strategy for dealing with principalities and power is what? The wisdom of God. In Ephesians chapter 3 and from verse 10. Give me Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 10. The word of God says this is the intention. That now unto principalities and powers. Do you notice they are in plural? It's not one. These princes are given ownership of territories. They are given ownership of territories. Powers. Those ones are embodiments of layers of powers. Their skin is not necessarily the way the skin of a principality is. They are layers of power. When you come to them and say, Baba, I want to be powerful. The people you will contact for you, they are not principalities. They are powers. Say, Baba, this power I'm using is not enough. I want something else. He said, can you do more? Say, like what? You will give me your mother and your wife. Say, Say, nothing is free. Say, can I marry on that way? Say, yes, okay. Take. Then you find people with very strong power from Ogugu. Who can, in those days of OPC, is it OPC in, OPC in Lagos, they throw a stone at a building and the building will be burnt as if it was hit by a bomb. But you have Holy Ghost. And all your Holy Ghost does for you is shakalabalababa. Hey, stop it. Stop it. There's got to be more. I say there's got to be more. If you speak in tongues, the building must shake. Because you cannot contend with things that are beyond you, except you are spiritual. For you to deal with principalities and powers, you have to be spiritual. You must have an understanding of your identity as spirit. You must begin to live from spirit onto the outside, not from outside onto the spirit. So your basic knowledge and concept of yourself is first as spirit. Everything is evaluated from a spiritual perspective. The reason why you are alive today is not because you are holy. It's because in God's plan, there is yet something that you need to do. So that's why he woke you up this morning. Your prayers are not strong enough to keep you alive. If you see what spirits see at night, you will know it was not the alarm clock that woke you up. You will know. Come on, are you here? Ah. And in the spirit, we prosper with words. The scripture says, by the words of your mouth, you shall be justified. The word justified or set free there is a legal term. It's a legal term. That means you bring forth your strong reasons. You bring forth your case and then they say, he's not guilty. is justified. So, what kind of words must I have as a Christian? I think I preached there. Was it on Friday or was it on Saturday? Friday. A pastor came to me after the service and said, this kind of message. Say, you are preaching it to people like this. I say, yes. I say, it's the word of God. You see, one mistake we make is to think people cannot understand. They say, yeah, if I preach it, they are children. They won't understand. They won't understand. They won't understand. My first encounter in supernatural was in the year 1993. And I understood. I understood. So that you are a child, if you are even 10 years old, you are overqualified. You can begin to travel with God and learn the things of the Spirit. Don't pamper your children, giving them the impression that when they are 16, they will start learning. No. Give them homework. 3 scriptures per week. 4 scriptures per week. They have to memorize it too. Unless you don't want to watch cartoon this weekend. You choose one. It's not a crime not to watch cartoon. When I was growing up, we only had BATV, Bauchi Television. BATV. The NTA, they're always beating drum and singing answer songs, so nobody goes there. You go to BATV, watch cartoon, and then you watch NTA news, and that's it. The Lord bless you till tomorrow. I asked my father, I said, you won't let us watch cartoon. You'll be watching this news. Well, what is in this news? My father said, when you are older, you will know. Now my son asked me, Daddy, you are cheating us. You will not let us watch TV. Now I should go and use my laptop and be doing what I'm doing. I say, at least I even have option of laptop. He said, Dad, what are you listening? He said, Daddy, this is boring. My daughter said, this is boring. All of them were putting mouth so that I would leave the parlor for them. I said, when you are older, you will know. That's what my father told me. I've told you too now. When suddenly they tell you that the bag of rice is 45,000. Who knows what I'm talking about, please? Then you want to listen to the news to even know what's causing this thing. Say 45,000. Then your wife comes to you. Are you aware? You know, she needs somebody to share that information with. There are some things you hear you cannot keep to yourself. Because already the salary has finished. Now they have told you. And this is October. We never reach December. They said 45,000. Meanwhile, they say the government is working. I told my daughter, don't be angry. Let me watch my news. You watch your only. I said, but when you are older, you will know. It's the same thing when you are trying to teach little children spiritual things. They may not understand. They'll be wondering why you wake up at night. In the name of Jesus, my feet is on the solid rock. I will not. A spiritual child, he may be 45 years old, but spiritually he's a child. You say, Jesus is not hard. God is not hard. Cool down. See, we have gotten the victory in Christ. Then, my people never open your fire. See, let me tell you. Say, look, I walk by faith too. So I should be calming down. I say, it's okay, don't be angry. Say, but your noise is even too much. I say, I didn't mean to shout. It's the way the thing was doing me. I did not know when I started shouting. Look at that scripture. He said, the intention is that now, unto principalities and power in heavenly places. Where are these principalities and power? Where do they look? Where do they sit down? Where is their location? In heavenly places. That means there are places, there are locations. Just the way we have locations on earth, like we have Nigeria, we have Canada, we have Slovakia, we have, where is that country you are trying to run to? Iran. You are trying to run, Iran. Iran is there. Some of you are trying to run to Ghana. Ghana is there, heavenly places. Just where we have earthly places. So there is a spiritual Nigeria that exists in the spirit realm. And until you change the ruler there, this is what the Lord said to me, actually. The Lord told me that we must pray. Say, because no heavenly prince will allow an earthly prince that is not in alignment with him to rise on the earth. He said, if not, he said, because if that happens, the earthly prince can dethrone the heavenly prince by making one decision only. If the earthly prince gets into power and says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and brings God back into the government house, then it now becomes illegal for a principality that is from the negative side, for an angelic prince to be sitting in heaven when God is on earth. So they will declare his seat vacant, and then an angelic prince from heaven will be assigned. So it is possible for a nation to have an angel as their prince, like the nation of Israel. And currently in the old world, the nation of Israel is the only country on earth that has an angel as their prince. But it's possible for Nigeria to make that move. Say amen. Yeah. The Lord said, in that wise, the rise of the man P.O. will be contentious, because the ruling prince of the land will not let him. Are you hearing me? I'm prophesying now. So, he said to be contentious. He said, but it's not hard, but it's contentious. He said, the only way to dethrone a prince is not through election. Huh? It must be guided with prayers. We will vote, but we will raise altars on this land. Churches will raise altars and stand with him in the spirit and escort him there. So that you cannot dethrone the prince yet, but you can weaken him. You know, I told you that numbers is one of the strategies to weaken the influence of a principality. You know, I told you. When you have numbers, higher numbers in a place, regardless of what people think, they can vote that women can start aborting their babies. They can vote for gender rights. Even though the generality of population are against it, but the people at the House of Assembly, 90% of them don't care. So they vote for it. So the Lord told me that we must pray. He said, because he will not rise in the strength of the flesh. He has to be guided with prayers and escorted there. He said, if the church fails to pray for that man, he cannot get there. Most of the people you see around, the Lord has rejected them. It's not we. The Lord has rejected them. I didn't say they won't get there, but they are rejected. So there are locations in heavenly places. Your house, your family house at Ohafia. Huh? At Sabongeri. Wherever your village is, there's a location of that sort in the spirit realm that has a governor. That was brought. I prayed for a lady. She comes from Kogi State. And when she came, she was in church. But the case was so serious, so they had to bring her to the house. Usually, I don't pray for people at home. Because if I pray for you, start vomiting. Who will pack it? So let's pray here. I don't want my children to be asking me, so dad, what was wrong with her? Today is not for love, it's for war. So I wanted to pray for her. Before she came, the Lord told me the lady coming in now, she's from Kogi State. The issue in her life, which brought her, was the issue of marriage. The Lord said marriage is not the problem. That when she was born, they dedicated her to an idol. That's what the Lord told me. I've not even seen the lady face to face. So when she came in, she sat down and I'm like, are you from Kogi State? She said, yes. I said, okay. So the Lord showed me a picture of your compound. I saw a compound. I began to describe. I saw this, some corner of that compound. I saw a very big tree. And then I saw a shrine there. She said, do you know my area? I said, I don't know your area. I'm not from your village. I'm from Ondo State. I'm from Zion. Because the other one said, they are not giving bus street. They are not giving anything. So I've rejected them. Only in a country where water will overflow a place, they'll say it's God. Say it's God that made the flood. Did you hear that one area in China was, if you like, continue to choose people that will tell you that God is the reason why you are dying. Say it's the hand of God. Say it's God. On national TV. Say it's God. On a good day, such a person should have been impeached or removed. But only in Nigeria. I've told myself I will avoid all these people. Till the election is over, I will avoid them. So they, after they win the election, they will come and carry me and say, hey, why are you doing? I say, it's not me, it's the Holy Spirit. Anything I say is the Holy Spirit. You have to leave me. I'm just a messenger. You go to him. So I asked the lady, I said there's a shrine in your compound. So what is it about? Then she told me that our great-grandfather brought that shrine to the house. Great-grandfather. Or our grandfather. Who happened to belong to the other religion. But you know, the religion doesn't really work. It's not against any other arrangement. So, but when you want to fast, you have to put it aside. So that altar, that idol was brought into the family. So when she was born, they took her to the altar. For those of you who are arguing on whether you should bring your child for dedication or not, everybody is dedicating. You understand? It's just where you have chosen to do it. They took her to the altar and said, for instance, if the idol's name is Ogugu, we have brought your wife. And they were dancing and rejoicing and taking wine, the local one. And they were eating, you know, food was, you know, everything was much. Surplus, rejoicing. God gave us a daughter. They danced in front of Ogugu and rejoiced. Ogugu got a wife. Now you are 40 years old. As the time I met her, she was 40. Then she finds herself always going to strange places in her dreams. Finds herself with children in her dream. She has children in her dreams. Several of them. But physically, nothing is happening. If you go to an American man, they can't tell you anything about this one. I'm saying you have to be in Africa to know this one. So I told her, I said, the issue is not the husband. You are already married. So in heavenly, physically, she now lives in Lagos. She has a brother who also made a decision not to serve the altar again. That altar struck him with blindness. Yes, he's still blind up to now. You cannot afford to be weak. You cannot afford to be weak. You have seen what has been going on in your family. You cannot afford to be weak. You are the last man standing. Come on, say amen. Amen. So I prayed for her. I told her to go. So there are heavenly places. And I also shared with you in the first service that your blessings are also where? In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Quickly. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. He said, blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all. There was no one he left outside. Packed everything, put in the same heavenly places where principalities and powers are dwelling. That's the reason why we have warfare. The blessing is on that side. For you to get there, you have to fight to get there. So, the reason why many of us are not getting blessed, because we are not praying intelligently. We are praying hit and miss prayers. There are some areas you get to when you pray to a level. You stop asking, you start requesting for mercy. Because at that junction, it's not your power again. When Jesus got to the Garden of Gethsemane, he got to a point. He got to a point. His own strength began to fail him. And Jesus requested peradventure if there was a window for this matter to be taken away from him. And God said no. God said no. You didn't hear that one, but that was the implication because he still died. God said no. The first time God ever said no to his son was in the Garden of Gethsemane. So if God says no to you, it doesn't mean you are not his child. It's what they do. God can say no to you. God can say no to Franklin. You understand that you like, you know, Franklin. God, you like the name, but God says no. It's not Franklin. Your name may be Michael, but God says no. Michael weds Cinderella, but God says no. Is it just because the name is fine? Doesn't mean anything. You may be married into a generation, a fourth generation witch family. Witch. You may be married into a fourth generation wizard family. You don't know. You ask questions. When you go out and there, you're always going and watching films and trying to know what each other like. You dig into the family root. And now marry him. You now notice that he does like this every 12 a.m. What is this? He said you cannot understand. A lady told me that the boy she wanted to get married to said to her, before we marry, you must follow me to a family, traditional family occasion. This is a banker. Traditional family rite. The guy is going to a good church in Lagos, but they have family rite. He call it family rite. That you must, if you don't participate in it, you will not be approved. You have masters, but somebody is telling you that until you go through this thing, that this rite is what determines his love for you. The relationship broke up. Or you belong to a family where before you give birth, they will say there's a particular food that they will prepare. Who knows what I'm talking about? They will give you a particular thing and say, this is in our family tree. Excuse me, don't be part of, don't give yourself to principalities and powers. Or like when my father died and they brought one soap and they said it was the soap that was used to bathe for him. I said, I cannot use, I have no covenant with the dead. They were upset, but I stood my ground. Sometimes you have to be stubborn to fulfill God's plan for your life. You don't know how God will deliver you, but first you have to be stubborn. The person telling me is a deacon, no? The person who brought the soap to me is a deacon. Deacon of fire. Come on, are you here now? So many of us have sold ourselves and we didn't know. Now, we are dealing with things and many of us have even forgotten where we went. And things are happening now. So for you to pray and break out of it, you have to pray intelligently. Sometimes it helps you to take a paper and draw a list of places you went. You begin to cancel it out one by one. Not, Father, anything I've done against you. There's nothing. You have to mention it. My father took me, oh God, took me to Niger. God rest his soul. My father took me to Niger State. We were by one water. They used something from Bauchi to Niger. Mark my face. The man was saying something. I didn't understand, but he was saying something. I was, thank God the thing, this, you know, the, this point my fine face. Then so said, and I like that brother, but he has a tribal. God mercifully removed it. Sir, are you from Oyo State? He said, no. See, all these tribal man. It was shortly after then I became a Christian. Many of them did it innocently. They didn't mean to do us harm. Alright? But now you are dealing with something because there's a beckoning of destiny upon your life. You are now in Lagos, but those demons don't know address. They know destinies. The moment you have been marked in any particular way, then as far as they are concerned, you are born again. That's your own. They don't care. You are our property. Come on, say God forbid. So it's not to make you become afraid. It is for you to become very intelligent spiritually. Look at it. The scripture says that the same place where principalities and powers dwell is the same place where your blessings have been kept, which is the reason why you have to fight. You have to pray. One of the strongest ways to weaken the influence of these forces against your life is to stay in the will of God. To stay in the will of God. Jesus said, my only pleasure is to do the will of him that has sent me. In this part of the world, we practice a very corrupted version of Christianity. that turns God to a babalawo or somebody that is only useful for you when you have a problem. It's a corrupted version. That's why when you pray, that name, Jesus, is weak on your mouth. Because the person who bore the name shed pain, shed tears, suffered before he was blessed with that name. No time to explain this one. Jesus is not the only one that bears that name. That name, Jesus. There are many people in Israel. If you go to Italy, you see people bearing Christos. Italy. Say, what's your name, Bo? Say, I'm Christos. Christos. Christos, you mean Christ? You say, yeah. Wow. Meanwhile, you here, when you pray and you say, Jesus. If you don't say Christ, you won't feel it. But somebody in that is with Igbo, under the bridge at somewhere in Italy, is telling his name is Christos. So which name did God honor? You cannot use the name of Jesus without revelation. You must have a revelation about that name. Are you with me? Please listen to me. You must have what? A personal revelation about that name for it to work for you. One of the revelations I have about that name is that it is a battle cry. That when I call that name, it's a declaration of war. That means I'm ready to fight. It's not like trying to look for password to beg. When I shout in the name of Jesus, what I'm saying is, after now, anything in front of me is going. It's going down. It's a declaration of war. Because no other name has been given by which men must be saved. The moment I mention, the Bible says we will walk in the name of the Lord. The moment I carry that name upon my lips and I shout it, I become clothed with the name. Do you understand me? I become clothed with the name. So the same power allocated to that name is no more me. I hide behind the cross and I allow the name engulf me like a garment. So I become like an extension of the sword of the Lord. You cannot bear that name if you have personal agenda. What did I say? You cannot bear that name if you have personal agenda. If your goal is how to use God to get to where you are going. My brother, people... So you will go back and... Oh my God. This would have been a good day to teach on how to know the will of God. Another day, I'll come back. When Jesus got to the cross, after the scripture says when he was in the garden and he began to pray, Lord, if by reason of allowance, this cross can be taken over me. And God disagreed. What did he say less? He said, well, nevertheless, let your will be done. The Bible says, and an angel came. Kaliba dozutaya strengthened him. He felt a supercharge in his spirit. Because even for him to go to the cross, he cannot go in the flesh. To do the will of God, he cannot do it in the flesh. I say, yeah, kill me now. Kill me now. Shebe, I want to die for them. He had to be given the grace for it. So that it will be by faith, not of works. That even Jesus himself needed the grace of God. The only grace available that night was not the grace to save him. It was the grace to escort him. To embrace that which was already predetermined before the foundations of the world. So that when in the future, his children like you and myself will come out and say, in your room, they're just in your room, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for today. The heavens begin, the name will be working. Because the owner of the name is also the one who executes the counsel of his will. From the throne room. So when you say in the name of Jesus, you connect directly to the mainframe. And they can see your signal. Say, somebody is making a cry there. Michael, bam! Michael is there. The Bible says the angels of God always behold the face of the Father. So even when your little children who cannot pray, who you think they are weak, they are stronger than many of you. Because by virtue of their age, when they are in crisis sometimes, the Lord looks, it is their cry he hears. And then looks, say, ah, okay, you see there, see that side. Pa! The angel is there. Some of the things you are praying about that you say you saw in your dreams were battles already won. If God waited for you to see everything, you would have been dead. Already dead. There's power on your inside. You've got to believe it. You've got to believe it. You cannot enter into it without revelation. You cannot press into it without revelation. You cannot press into it with your head. It must come out of your belly. There is a voice, the voice of a warrior that must be given to you like Daniel, so that when you begin to pray, one day, 2 days, 19th day, 21st day, it compels angelic assistance to move princes and principalities and powers out of the way. Listen, the only problem we have is that many of us have not even seen ourselves in that spirit realm. Here we look weak, but in the spirit realm we are strong. But because we don't even know who He has made us, we keep looking at ourselves after the flesh. There's a lady that wears jeans, wear makeup, paint her lips. She likes very red color. Very red color. When you see her, you shout blood of Jesus. The lips are so red, but she's a prayer warrior. And one day on campus, one boy accosted her. I think the guy was a cultist. Cultists, it's like they're not raining anymore. Maybe that business is not doing well again. In those days, if they send you to Ekpoma in those days, it's either they are sending you to go and join court or to be a pastor. Because there's no middle ground here. From the entrance, what's that you will do to welcome first time? I say first timer. Catch them young. This one right here, you see us at the back. You see Knifers, see RCF, see Castle, see different fellowship. Everybody looking for his market. One of them like that, that was, the brother was a cultist. The other brother was a cultist. So he has history of cultism in his family. He was coming to the school also to become a cultist. And he came into my hands. And he left a pastor. He has traveled to Canada now. He's still a pastor. Listen, we're in a big market. Satan, you may be a prayer warrior, you may be shouting, you may be doing so many things, but if the prince over that area is still of the other side, your prayers can still be limited at a point, because God respects structure. That lady painted her lips red, wears very, powerful jeans, paints her nails. The cultist came to her and said, "Look, you're going to be my girlfriend. Whether I like it, I'm Capone." Where's Capone? Say, "I'm Capone." Everybody knows me on this campus. The guy didn't expect what was coming. The guy looked at him, said, "Look at me very well. I am a lioness. I will eat you. I will kill you. Your family will mourn for you." By the time she started speaking in tongues. Hey! The guy lost his balance. Say, "You say, who is your girlfriend?" He said, "They look this face." He said, "You have." He said, I said, "Come on, preach it." Yeah. Come on. Don't make mistake. When people mistake you because of your lipstick, let them make that mistake and come. One of my boss then, he did the same thing to me. And I told him, I said, "Sir, I don't respond well to threat." I said, "Don't do it again." In a meeting, when I finished the meeting, I said, "What happened now?" Because when I see witchcraft, I respond differently. Yeah. When I see witchcraft, I may not be nice. I forgot we are in a general meeting. And he said something. I said, "No." I said, "No." I said, "That was you." I'm taking that as a threat. I will not respond well if you say it again. And he kept quiet. He saw me some time ago at Philly's teacher. He hugged me. I say, it's good like this. Let's be okay. Because witchcraft thrives on your silence. When they come, they push something to you. They'll check your reaction. There's a time to be a dove. There's another time to be a serpent. To be a warrior, you have to be a serpent. So that your quietness is never confused for weakness. That is why you cannot pray. You cannot play away with your prayer altar. Don't play with it. Satan will not tell you don't pray. But if he can bring ashes to your altar, he knows that your backup plan is weak. He knows. Then he comes for you. Hallelujah. So, question is, how many of the things the Lord sent from heaven to you are in your hands now? Is it possible that they've put padlock and key with chain in the heavenly places? And every time you pray, you saw yourself being favored. But every time you are getting a negative answer, is it possible that this is your American way of praying? This American way of praying, where you call God, God, maybe what is working against you? If you want to fight a demon in your village and you are speaking English to that demon, Queen's English. Oh my God. Oh my God. That demon is like, this guy don't know anything. Say, now wait, now me they talk to you. Say, oh my God. Wow. I'm flabbergasted. Like, he doesn't understand. When they treat you anyhow, you show you anyhow, you now realize that this kind is not, it doesn't go out except by fire or by force. Be wise. The Bible says that we must be wise as what? As serpent. Don't take it lying down. So you have to bury yourself in God and be spiritual. To be spiritual means that your mind is spiritual. Because your mind is the knowledge bank of your soul. Everything that happens around you, the way you feel and respond to things, is the way your mind has been trained over time to see those things. So if you see yourself flying around 2 a.m. in your dream, because you come from a lineage of witches in Africa, so somewhere in your mind, you are just thinking, I've become a witch. Or they are going to initiate me. There are some of you now that ate last night. The food you ate that you didn't finish, you went to the gym and you ate it. And when you woke up, you say, I'm going to see pastor after the service. You don't need to see me. It was the food you ate. That one that you wasted in the day, we brought it to you. And you even ate second round. You ate. Now, question. Initially, when I was young, when I have such experiences, I go for deliverance. Now, if I have that experience, I don't have it, but if I have it, it's extra food. You understand? It's extra food. When I was going to get married to my wife, she promised me heaven and earth. You understand? I was not the only one who promised her heaven and earth. She also promised me. And she's a Ondo woman. In Ondo, they pound yam. So my expectation is at least once a week. Now we'll be getting pounded. I think you people in Benue, you like pounded yam too. That's your food. Oh my God. So we are together. Is your wife pounding for you? Once in a while. Okay, we are together. Now, my plan and prayer was that somehow, this thing, I'll be getting it regularly. Because I saw the way my dad used to eat it. Then there's the way they arrange the meat and everything. Now, maybe that will happen today. I don't know, but... But you see the way she's laughing. It's because it's not going to happen. That's the reason it's not going to happen. She's laughing at me because she knows I'm just wasting my time. That thing cannot happen. You have to be wise. So you have to... Just because something is an expectation doesn't mean it must not be verified. The same thing when it has to do with spiritual things. There are women that married and their prayer life died. Went off completely because of the pleasures of marriage. It died. There are men that were in the prayer band. We call it prayer band, it was a prayer band. But they left and they joined another department. Say, I like usher. Because usher only meet on Sunday. You understand? They could not, they start complaining that they could not meet up with the every monthly vigils. Ashes. Nobody will tell you that there's ashes. Just look around you. No fire. For you to be able to undo the name of the Lord and to prevail in that realm, you must be spiritual. Your knowledge bank, you must, that mind, you must purify it so that false expectations can be taken out. So you stop telling your wife, I'm an ikiti man. I must sit on the jam. Or in your ear, I think it's every day, self. That in Benue State, is it like every morning or every night? Your people, sometimes they start the day with wine, pan wine. Is it your people? Eh? Burukutu. Wow. You are blessed. Now, some people start with burukutu and they end with pandediam. All those memories must be weeded out because Satan will never tell you not to pray. He will only bring your pleasures around you. As you are taking this pandediam, you'll be using the burukutu to down the thing. When you finish, you now lose your bet because it's now... Breeze will be blowing you under the tree. Then you now notice that after some time, you are not able to pick spiritual signals again. Somebody came to my house and she mentioned that, Pastor, every time I come to this house, the Lord opens my ears again. Without prayer, I start hearing that she wanted to say thank you. I say it's not me. Actually, it was a gift that the Lord gave to me. If people allow me, they hear God. I said, but I'd forgotten, but she mentioned it. Meanwhile, when she was in the house, we never sat down one day to do Bible study. You must keep your mental space clean and filled with God. So that anytime you need to bridge your spirit, soul, and body together, the mind is where that thing will happen. There must be no hindrance. That is why many times we'll pray and pray. But there's something in your mind telling that, is God even listening? The moment you pray, have you ever prayed to a point and you came out and what you saw was the problem became worse? Who knows what I'm talking about? The problem became even more terrible and you're like, ah. Which is the reason why in Israel, people began to worship Baal. Because they now saw that God was always taking his time. But it was not really God. It was that people had other things as plan B. In case God failed. Or in case God took time. Or maybe the fuel finished when he was coming. There must be something we can do. Because wisdom is profitable to direct. A lady said to me, while I was serving, her father is a retired justice in River State. And she has some of her senior brothers who are also big lawyers in River State. And she said to me, marry me, let's move to Port Harcourt. That's what she said to me. It was a clean offer. Offer of a better life. Hallelujah. And she was my choir leader. You know? So after we sing, she will present the future I'm looking for. Now, thank God for God. Is she not a child of God? The normal thing to do is to say, your own papa don't die. This one is a good offer. Then you go in. But when you go in, you will now realize that Port Harcourt is different from Lagos. And one day she sent me a message on Facebook. When I saw the message, I thank God that I did not listen to her. Because I would have inherited her battles. Yes. Marry who you are anointed for. Marry who you are anointed for. If not, the problem there can break you down. Some people have challenges, but you are anointed for it. Marry who you are anointed for. Marry who you are anointed for. Marry who you are anointed for. So to prevail, the wisdom of God must be transmitted into your mind. Because these principalities and powers only respect the wisdom of God. The Bible says the intention is that unto principalities and power in the heavenly realm will be taught the manifold, the many-sided, that's Ephesians 3:10, many-sided wisdom of God. If somebody is the daughter of a Babalawo or the ancient priest of Ogugu, and the Lord says, she's my wife, I'll marry her. Because what that means is that I've been given the authority to shut down that system. Are you with me now? There are people I've prayed for, but in their mind, they didn't allow the prayer to come in. They didn't give me permission to pray for them. They were just being religious. So the prayer didn't have so much effect. But there are others that they sat down somewhere at the back and the Lord mercifully touched them. I'm telling you how spiritual things work. There must be permission. Even the angel that was sent to Daniel was resisted for 21 days. Are you with me now? It took a stronger angel to come to compel that prince to give way. These are spiritual things. So for lone rangers, those of you who say, I know the God I'm serving in my mind. I stay in my house, I connect with God. The day your travail will come. There are people listening to me online now. Their church and their God is online. You do online when you cannot, when you are very far away, or due to some reason you are not able to make it. Not because you sat your house and concluded God is not far. Come on, are you with me now? Because there are battles we are all going to face. And all we will need is mercy. Because you will pray. You will fast. And it will look as if God is far away. And then you begin to ask for mercy. I remember when we got married, I'll round up here. When we got married, people were sending me message. Say, man of God, you are married now. You are blessed. You'll be doing as older people are doing. They didn't know that my honeymoon was at the hospital because my wife suddenly came down with ulcer. I'd known her. Our courtship was about 8 years. All right? So, I didn't know her to have ulcer. So, it was a shock. In fact, I used to be very happy secretly. Let me confess that my wife was a very healthy person. Because I've seen people on campus, when they fall sick, I used to be afraid. When they tell their sister, Emilekun is sick, we brothers will go and visit her to make sure she's okay. When you see the way she's shaking, I used to thank God that, thank God though that Sister Wumi is very healthy, very healthy. The first 1 week of the wedding, also. So I became confused. You know, I didn't plan for it. My plan is that she doesn't have headache, she doesn't have migraine, she's really sick, very strong, you know. So I was, in my mind, I didn't want to say it as so God will not change this man, but I was happy that this one is a good arrangement. First week of marriage, also. I asked her, say you never get down before. I say, we now go to the hospital. I know those things, in the middle of the night, those things happen. I didn't have a car. So somebody was praying, God, if you can give me a husband like Pastor Gwinga, my wife was laughing at her. If God answers your prayer, may you live long. Because when she agreed to marry me, I didn't even have a name. I asked spelling, but no name. When we married, no bed. So when you are praying, you know what you are praying for. If you don't, better pray for $10 son. We got to the hospital. The doctor just crossed his leg like this. Oga, now, sir. In my mind, is that how you know who has ulcer? You just look at the person like this. Now, sir. I was confused because I felt ulcer was a very big ailment. So it didn't make any sense to me, like maybe you want to run some tests. You understand? You need to run tests. Both of us were working at the bank, so it didn't make any sense. Doctor just looked. Now, sir. I called my friend. I said, please, let me pray. My faith is weak. This is not the idea I have for honeymoon. 2 weeks now, people are saying, ah, pastor, is enjoying, he's enjoying. It was one battle after another. I don't know. By the time my friend came, just say, the name of Jesus. The name of... I say, don't do. Don't do. You don't do. No, kill him. She's already tired. They not come again. I started praying. When I got to a point, I became tired. I'm talking of like a week. 1 week prayer, sir. I became tired. It was as if the more I prayed, God was going far away. I don't know if you like you prayed, but you are not feeling like maybe God even... The thought that God was not even hearing me made me weak. I don't know if you have been there before. Like I'm going to drown here. And I became weak. But I could not tell her. But I was tired. I became frustrated. That day, we had one chair in our made from bamboo in our parlor. And I sat on it. My wife sat on the floor. She was in pains. So when I noticed she closed her eyes for a few minutes, I said, let me sleep. Because when she wake up, the pain will start. So I just closed my eyes. But it was the sleep of frustration. This was not what I thought about when I said I wanted to get married. And then she said, did you touch my head? I woke up. You said what? Did you touch me? They say, hand on my head now. Ah! I says the Lord. I just jumped up. 1 week prayer. I jumped up. My brother, the ulcer entered the ground. That moment. Huh? 2 weeks. 2 weeks battle. Don't marry anyone you don't have an anointing for. That's for the single brethren. Because there will be battles. The Lord will give us wisdom. Amen. The good news here is that for as many as believe in Him, He gave them power to become the sons of God, the Beni Elohims. You receive power. Something might have been there for 70 years, but you received power. Luke 10:19 says, for behold, I give you power over snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So you must have that mentality. You must have that mindset that you are not ordinary. That if God brought you this far, He will not leave you here. You've got to believe it. You've got to have it in your spirit, not with your head, with your spirit. That even though your father had 5 wives and your grandfather had 17, that your destiny is not to be a polygamist. That whatever is wrong with you can be corrected. I went to a doctor and the doctor insulted me. I said, God, I don't want to be sick again. I went to the doctor. I said, I have malaria. Doctor said, who told you have malaria? Ah, I said, it's my body. He said, that's the you, these Google doctors. Google doctors. And I was alone at home, nobody to share my pain with. Who told you? He said, I'm an assistant director of the Lagos State Ministry of Health. I'm also a doctor here for 17 years. I say, I am a specialist in malaria. If I tell you don't have malaria, I don't have malaria. I say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't have malaria. Yes, sir. He said, how do you know you have malaria? I say, my body is paining me. I have joint pain. He says, that all? I say, I have blister. He says, that all? I say, you don't have malaria. You know, it took me a while to know that the Spirit of God was talking. It took me a while. Because on a good day, you should lose your license. Because Me self, I dey read. I can take your matter to the highest level. It took me a while to realize that 6 a.m. in front of a doctor, and the guy was rebuking me for being sick. I said he was rebuking me. I said, okay, do tests for me. He said, I will not do tests for you. I said, you are not sick. Like, I said, like, am I okay? Like, you know, as he was talking, the pain in the joint left me. The thing left. Sincerely, I wish I could tell you, that like, it happened to me. The doctor rebuked me. I said, okay, do tests. He said, no, you don't have malaria. Go and sleep. He said, I know your medical history. I'm seeing everything here. I said, you don't have malaria. He now started speaking over. You, these people, you are very stubborn. When you go to school, you do this. After some time, I just kept quiet. He now said, are you listening? I say, everything you are saying, sir. Everything. Because I want... this is not what I bargained for. It's my money. We are paying. He took my money and then insulted me. When I was leaving, that was the day I came to your house. He told me, I said, I'm leaving here now. Be going home. Be going home. Ha. So I said, if I listen to this man, I won't come to your house. He said, let me come. I even told you a few days ago that I was not feeling fine. My brother. You know, so I was not, I got a life in myself. I said, no way. Will I be making negative confession deliberately? But I have to, you know, we are not against doctors. Go and meet doctor. The doctor now sent me out. My brother, when I got home, I said, let me try what the doctor said. The doctor told me, say, if you use 20 drugs, your condition will not change. Say, because you don't have malaria. Ha. Hey. I said, sir, do you know me before? He said, you know me, you know pastors, we are used to be the one shouting on everybody. So, now that they are shouting on me, I don't feel take up. I'm not used to it. You don't take away person shout on me last. The man shout on the shock. I got home, I carry pillow, locked the door of the room. My chair were banging the door, I didn't answer them. I just slept. When I woke up, but I said, I didn't kill. Say, come back on Friday. I want to see you. I want to know who is telling you you have malaria. When I got back on Friday, he said, I'm waiting for you. He took said, are you? Where are you having pain? I said, I don't have any pain, no. I said, you are right, sir. I started, because I didn't want him to start talking. I said, you are right. I said, sir, I've never seen a doctor like you. I said, praise him. Sir, he will not abuse me again. Say, now, I'll do a test for you. Now that you have admitted. So I'm going to do a kidney function test. I'm going to do a LDL, HDL, sodium, potassium. He started calling big things. Have you done those tests before? Now, I want to show you the power of words. This is my doctor here, Faith. She knows my medical history. The day I did test with her, it was red. She told me, say, Pastor, you need to slow down. But when that doctor dealt with me, black and blue, finished me. Bah! We did test. Do you know, because I don't like needles, but when they inserted that thing, I didn't even feel it again. You know, they've dealt with me. Bah. Just, the lady was just, in Nigeria, like you say, was choking my hand. I don't have father again. I don't have mother. And you people like, you can do it me. I don't care. My life's in God's hand. I was just talking to myself. She was looking for the vein. When I went out, as I was going, the guy was supposed to open the gate for me, was slowing down. Normally, I would say, will you open that door? I just humble myself. I just say, as I'm going home now, I'm not speeding. I'm just going home. I'm not ready to fight with anybody. The man dealt with me, deflate my tire, did everything. Man of God. I went back to the hospital 2 days later for the test result. I met another doctor. Doctor looked at the result. He said, based on your medical history, this is the best result ever You say LDL, 100. Say that's the base. And that you are so healthy. Bad cholesterol, say there's nothing there. Your potassium balance, kidney balance, sodium balance, potassium balance. No red, everything green, 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 green. I was not looking for a doctor that, so what's that your name? Now the fight has paid off. But you see, if the man had come to me and say, you know, medically we recommend, I will not be healed. Some of you are looking for someone that will rub your head and make you feel like everything is going to be. You need someone to challenge you. God's word is here and amen. Challenge you. I say you will not die but live. Challenge you. I say you will not die but live. You see, before I say amen, God push you again. What is your name? Jacob. Your name is not 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 Jacob. Then you are sitting there. Then God will rush you. I give you the key. Your name is Israel. Israel. For with God, you have won and prevailed. Yeah. Ah. They carry you. Ah. Slam you. What's your name? Israel. 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 The covenant that God saw before he was born. When he said, the younger will be blessed above the elder, was now about to break forth. It's 6 a.m. Come back. What's your name again? Israel. Say, for you have word with God and you prevailed. Physically, you look wounded. You look injured. Every experience that Satan brought your way, what is now being used as a testimony. But your name has been changed. You are no more that person they used to know. In the record of heaven, they deleted Jacob and put Israel. Israel means a prince with God. Ah, to be a prince with God is to be a co-inheritor. You become an inheritor. You have a legal claim to the throne. The scripture says, now we are joint heirs. Now we are joint heirs. When Jesus rose from the cross, he didn't just give us power. He took our hands. We are now joint heirs. We all have a seat at that table. So on that table, when God sits, you look to the right, you see Apostle Raphael. You look to this side, you see peace. You look to this side, you see Sister Joy. You look to this side, you see my brother doing this, having his testimony today. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, hey! If any man be in Christ, if any man, you might have been a robber, you might have aborted before, but if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He is no more that lady. He is no more that lady. This is a prince. This is a princess. This is a prince. This is a princess. The old is gone. The new has come. Yo. The new has come. The new has come. The devil has lost. I said the devil lost. He lost over you and he will lose again. He lost over your family and he will lose again. Because we serve a good God. We serve a good, good God. Hey! That is the language of mercy. You might have had your own idea, like Jacob, on how to get your inheritance. But God has his own idea. That idea is in the night. When he takes away your source of independence, your dependence, so that you have to lean on him. And when he was going to bless the 12 sons, The Bible says he leaned upon his staff, speaking about Israel, who used to be Jacob. Crossed his hands. Kelibratasiada. Why was he leaning on that staff? He was leaning on the grace of God. I thought my son Joseph was dead, but I'm looking at him now. I'm seeing his children. The same grace that kept me kept my children. Do you know the same grace that kept you can keep your children? Do you know nobody serves God in vain? Do you know that nobody serves God in vain? That the same grace that keeps you can keep your children. When they go to university and you are not there, you are not there to watch over them. The relationship you have with God will be extended over your children. Because I found David my servant. With my only oil have I anointed him. I will not allow the enemy to exert upon him. Hey! Something is happening here. You are going back home to meet a miracle. God is changing your name. God is changing your name. God is changing your name. Oh, God is changing your name. From Jacob to Israel. From Jacob to Israel. Oh, you are now the son of inheritance. You are now the son of inheritance. You are now the daughter of inheritance. The embargo is lifted. The embargo is lifted. The embargo is lifted. The embargo is lifted. Because your name has been changed. Oh, Rabbi Kataria. Listen, deliverance is here. Deliverance is here. It was Michael that was sent to help that angel because of the nation of Israel. Michael didn't come because of Daniel. He came because of Israel. The word, the intercessions were over the nation of Israel. Listen, Michael became deliverance to God's servant, the prophet, who was a politician. Who told you can't be a prophet and be a politician? Who told you can't be a fashion designer and be a prophet? Who told you can't be a UI UX designer and be a prophet? Who told you can't be an accountant and be a prophet? The kind of encounters Daniel had, many pastors don't have it. He said, none stands with me in this matter except Michael, your prince. That's Daniel chapter 10 and the last verse. Daniel, your prince. Listen, I saw the Lord raising barricades around families here. I saw the Lord building barricades around families here. Oh my God, I see in the spirit, I see the angels of the Lord building barricades around families. And the Lord is saying, Satan, no further. Satan, no further. Oh my God, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Ole barakadelia sata. Over every family represented tonight, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Back off! Back off! No further. Listen.